Choosing the right products to make for the global market is key if low-income and slow-growing countries want to break free of the poverty trap. That is the critical point in the 2009 Industrial Development Report of the United Nations Industrial Development Organization. The UN agency is calling for the World Trade Organization to give preference to exports from the least developed manufacturing countries. It also wants developed countries to liberalize trade rules to allow the poorest an opportunity to create viable manufacturing export industries. The UN agency says such changes would benefit what it terms the bottom billion, the people who are subsisting on less than $1 a day. But the UNIDO's South Asia representative, Philipp Scholtes, acknowledges the gloomy international economic situation will make it more difficult in the next 5 to 10 years for underdeveloped countries to realize value-creating manufacturing hubs.
The global crisis will certainly have an impact for this bottom billion. The emphasis on building up physical infrastructures, human infrastructures, and developing technological capabilities may be put somewhat aside.
The UN agency is highlighting a number of manufacturing clusters as potential templates for other countries to create manufacturing export successes. These include Chennai, India's leather industry, the button manufacturing cluster in Chaodo in China's Zhejiang province, the automotive sector in Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, and the computer components hub of Otigba, Nigeria. The UN report notes India's rapid export growth in the first half of the decade made South Asia the fastest-growing region in manufactured exports, followed by the Middle East and North Africa. The report was released Monday in New Delhi, London, and other cities. The UNIDO, headquartered in Vienna, is a specialized United Nations agency mandated to promote industrial development and international industrial cooperation. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.